Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
A state lawmaker hopes to entice more businesses to come to Missouri by picking up half the cost of closing their operations in other states. High Ridge Representative John McCarty thinks there are many businesses that would come to Missouri if his tax incentive proposal passes.
Probably more than we know. I know just AT&T, Sprint, just the telephone companies alone. There's thousands of jobs there that have left the state over the years. And of course, there's other industries too. So you're talking about utilities and any type of thing that uses service companies to where they can take a branch of their business and move it somewhere else.
McCarty proposes a tax deduction equaling up to half the expense a business incurs by ending its operation in another state to move it to Missouri. The FBI has investigated bulk cell phone purchases in the past and were not connected to terrorism, according to spokesperson Bridget Patton. The FBI was notified of recent bulk purchases made in Lebanon, Macon, Jefferson City, Columbia, and Cape Girardeau.
This type of notification, this type of sharing of communications is very routine. The passing along of this information, notifying the FBI of what local law enforcement deems to be a potentially suspicious act, would be passed along to us for whatever action the FBI deemed appropriate.
ABC 17 is reporting that Macon authorities suspect the purchases in Macon are part of a trafficking ring. A large number of propane tanks have been reported stolen from several locations in northwest Missouri cities of Independence and Lee Summit. Law enforcement is investigating approximately 80 propane tanks taken from area stores since the end of November. Record high temperatures are expected this weekend in parts of Missouri. National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Miller says temperatures in the 60s and 70s and rain are predicted.
Like right now, widespread 1 to 3 inch totals are going to be pretty common by the time the weekend wraps up.
Miller says the potential of severe weather this weekend in Missouri is low. A bold baseball move in the Windy City, Bill Pollack reports.
The Chicago Cubs continue to beat up on the St. Louis Cardinals. It was bad enough they bounced the Redbirds out of the National League Division Series. Then the Cubs went out and signed free agent pitcher John Lackey to a two-year deal. Now, multiple sources reporting that Jason Hayward will sign with the Cubs. The 26-year-old is a two-time Gold Glover who hit .293 with 13 homers and 60 RBIs during the regular season for the Cardinals. And in the playoff series against the Cubs, he hit .357. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net.
Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.